Hello and welcome back to Broadcast Urantia with Michael from Hawaii. Hi, Michael, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
How are you this week?
I'm good.
That's great. In the last recording, at the end, you were talking a little bit about the Corpse of Destiny, and you spoke about the guys with the brains sort of outside their head. You got a chance to touch their heads, just to give you a little reminder. Any thoughts on that?
I didn't physically touch their head with my own hand. They did something that was quite remarkable. I was able to share his mind, and we essentially became, I became able to move his hand around and over the, as if I was feeling my own head, but instead I was watching his arm move according to my direction and feel his head. And as he was doing that, I could feel that the texture, the feel was indeed real. Whatever I was curious about, I could verify in terms of texture and feel. Movement was indeed interesting. And of course, the concept or the reality of mind sharing to the point of sharing control over his own body, his arm specifically, as well as the feedback, the neural feedback, the sense of touch. And with that came indeed a very, very close understanding of who he was. And it was something that was shared with me in that way, very, very, very special. And these are indeed real guardians of destiny. They have extremely powerful telepathic ability, and far above what my guide was able to demonstrate. Also, Marantia capability, which was when I figured out that they needed my help, and that I was when I said I would help them in any way I could, and they received that with a kind of joy and happiness, and that resulted in a beautiful demonstration or just a result of their singing a song. And they all sang that song, and it was a simple song, a few words. But what was marvelous about it was this blue or purplish light that came from their head, emanated from the top of their heads or their foreheads, and would take, what would be equivalent to look like would be like smoke emanating from a source. And this source, of course, would be, their head. Another source similar to that would be like a burning of incense and seeing it emanate and then move up. So it had a very similar appearance. This is biblically very similar to what would be considered the Shekinah glory or Shekinah glory of God, which was visible in the holies of holies and has disappeared but remains apparent. In other words, these highly attuned beings would give forth this beautiful light as well as a song. Now, this is interesting because they are requiring me, not requiring me, requesting that I continue in revealing some of the things that I have been made aware of. And this has to do with transition after the transition. What people like myself have been prepared for as part of the Reserve Corps of Destiny. adjuster, your thought adjuster, the divine fractal that's within you. And this is highly attuned. And any reservist, each reservist has such a relationship that this new awakening, Marantia implanting or radiance, will literally change us in a very special way. Having been in a perfect place, essentially, the mothership is not a mothership. It is the New Jerusalem. It is a architectural sphere, and it is a place which has been described by the ancients, because the interface between these guardians has taken place many times before, and there have been many who have in the past been enlightened by these beings, including Buddha and many of the followers who have attained Buddha. So these were there before in preparation for the arrival of Christ Michael, who did come, but it didn't negate their function or their purpose. They remain active in the similar role in preparing individuals for ascension. This makes each person have before them the probability of success in terms of an ascension experience while a mortal in a single lifespan. And interestingly, we have in this time a opportunity that is about to take place that will transition many to a higher level. And this higher level will be even higher than the level in which I was taken. I was taken and educated, but I chose to remain in the mortal form, simply being told that if I did make the transition, my physical body, my body would die. It wouldn't be useful in terms of its normal function as a normal mortal human being, able to father children and live a normal life with all its challenges and limitations. Mm-hmm. Now, in the transition to the higher level, some things will be lost. This loss would be some of the things that are directly associated with a biologic body. Now, interestingly, I'm being told to reveal these things. The biologic body, in its transition, will move through stages. The first stage would be a type of implantation of higher Marantia energy, what was displayed of these Destiny Guardians was a type of Marantia glory that came forth because of their came forth as a demonstration, and in that demonstration was higher truth that was I'm going to attempt to try to explain. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the unique characteristics that I had was in the just being in the proximity and atmosphere of the New Jerusalem resulted in temporary changes in my physical self when I returned. My mother noticed a very sweet, perfumey smell about me. This was verified by her literally trying to smell me close up in my hair and everything. And so it was quite a remarkable. I didn't notice it myself. I didn't really think I smelled different. But she did. And my dad, in my returning, told me to stand still, and he walked around me, and he, being a familiar with various forms of fluorescence in terms of electronics and in terms of types of vacuum tube radiances, especially mercury vapor, having this type of bluish glow, he looked at me and he said, "There's a glow on top of you." And of course we know, you know, this halo effect has been, something was observed, and it's through tradition has been, you know, artists have placed that up around people. Mm-hmm. So this Marantxa atmosphere, once it is shared for a while, you, an individual will come forth with that. And I did have that supposed halo or Marantxa glory. But it was temporary. However, when an individual goes through the full process, there is a additional change that happens. Some people talk about a genetic one, you know, DNA will change. There will be, of course, certain changes that are recorded in the DNA that will be perhaps started. But more than that, there will be an entirely different addition that will be added to a person that physique, their actual nuclear atomic makeup will be changed. And that would give an individual a greater capacity in one level above the normal base natural life force that we have. This greater capacity would be to have a body that doesn't deteriorate as fast. That's why when they use these technologies that they have in, say, the regeneration, resurrection chambers, which I also saw on with one woman in it, and it just was turning off, but as I approached it, the blue light, the purplish or blue light turned off, and then the door opened. It was in the vertical position already, and she walked out. Now, that was a type of recharging, you might say, Marantxa, mm-hmm. recharging at one particular level. And what we will be soon arriving at will be for select individuals will be a change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may include a transport for higher realm duty, and this duty would be a education. And the New Jerusalem is a very busy place because apparently they're getting many things done, including the arrival of many individuals from all parts, perhaps, of this universe, and I suspect a large amount from planet Earth. So Marantxa itself will be transitioning many physical beings, not just soul transport, but actual physical beings, we human beings, for transition and change, and then education and reimplantation here during a special transit. Because what will happen is that there will be longevity that can actually match that of the longest lived plant, which would be perhaps a tree. And we know some of these trees are nearly 1,000 years old,
mm-hmm.
extremely old, and easily you can find many, many trees that are in the whose length of life is, you know, in the many hundreds of years. This is an interesting part because I have continuous reference back to ancient scripture, ancient knowledge and tradition that match much of what I was given. Therefore, I know because of this drawing the analogy, drawing the parallels between the two, that these experiences are still functioning here, especially, I mean, it's functioning at the New Jerusalem, it will function here.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was the Marancha implantation into the normal body. And this would extend the life. Now, one of the things that I experienced and I made description about was outside of the New Jerusalem classroom environments, there are Marancha plants, bushes, plants.
Mm-hmm.
To use the biblical description, it was the bush that burned and was not consumed. Exactly the same. I wouldn't say that is an exact type of a description that would be very, very close to what the ancients had in their ability to describe, vocabulary to describe. Now, the key behind this Marancha energy was that it resembled flames,
mm-hmm.
energy. The guardians, when they began to sing their song, a type of praise and a type of worship, emanated a type of smoke of light energy. Now, I was told these things by one of the, actually the high teacher, and he mentioned that in the transition, which we were moving into this transitional period, many will be taken back to the New Jerusalem. In fact, I was told that they had already been working on and preparing places, and they showed me the construction technique, and I mentioned it looks kind of small. They gave me a funny look, and that's not small, you know, it's all you would need. And then I didn't realize how life was carried out over there. But one of the things was to be with them. It's just probably really a wonderful place to be. But anyway, getting back to the real message today is that individuals of these who have purpose to be reimplanted as human beings of Marancha destiny, Marancha implantation, Marancha ability, will be brought back. And these would be for the purpose of helping assist in the raising up of planet Earth, Marancha, to its higher destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I found him pulling scripture, trying to use that to tell me of the relevance of it biblically, perhaps. And one of the areas in which he used was from Psalm 104. And so close to what I experienced, you know, it's I'll quote this scripture. It's a New International Version,
mm-hmm.
and it comes Psalm 104. I start from perhaps verse 2, and it says, "The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of the upper chamber on their waters, and he makes the clouds his chariots. Now, this is an interesting thing. Just the idea of having experienced beautiful cloud-like UFOs, and they've been directly related to some of my experience, especially in Bali. It was a very cloud-like UFO, very big cloud-like UFO. And then my wife was literally pulled out of falling into the rapids. She could have lost her life, but grabbed literally by the back of her life jacket, PFD, personal flotation device, and pulled right into a safe zone and away from the main current. And that UFO that was in the clouds, up in the clouds, looked like a cloud. And also, those that have met themselves, who essentially were higher beings, including the Dana himself, were indeed wrapped in light like a garment. This is very, very close to the description. Now, going on from there, in verse 4, he makes winds his messengers and flames of fire his servants. So I'm going to use this concept of flames of fire his servants, because he was pointing this out to me as destiny, reserve destiny guardians will be uplifted to flames of fire, essentially Marantxa ability. Now, this Marantxa ability extends the physical to another level. Extremely quick healing, extremely long life, and high attunement, because it places within our actual nuclear structure another dimensional addition. This higher dimensional addition gives us supernatural ability, which is, you know, in measure between the natural human being or any animal or any bit of life that is here on planet Earth, a higher dimensional ability, this Marantxa ability. Now, these would be sent out into various areas to be challenged as part of perhaps guides, natural looking guides, to soften the blow of reality, you might say. The awakening would be extremely traumatic if it would not be for these individuals. But interestingly, there will be fear enough that there could be some of these reservists who could actually or may actually take a bullet. And because of the Marantxa ability, heal so fast that it looks as if nothing happened. Now, this may sound strange in terms of looking at it from a purely natural point of view, but in terms of what is about to happen, it will be for the select reservists necessary, because we will know that the world will become a very unstable place during the transition. But after that transition, will become an extremely beautiful place, and one in which an understanding of the real purpose of humanity and the real purpose of natural life and the natural man to become an ascended being, to gain sentience and move in the direction of ascension, and then to become truly an eternal and divine being, eternal and divine being. Will take some doing with some messengers, religion, or the reconnection of the natural man to this program, has been making various different inroads to culture, and sometimes getting entrapped in culture, getting entrapped in tradition. As a result, it has caused some of the efforts to become somewhat ineffective. Mm-hmm. Yet, the higher powers that be, driving forces of the spiritual aspects set forth by the Holy Spirit, perhaps, as one of the forces that drives people toward truth, will continue to function, but with these additional Marancha empowered individual will result in a greater understanding. Now, I have experienced some of these things so that I can at least introduce the happening, and that will, you know, will be functioning during this transitional period.
Mm-hmm.
And it it's not for everyone. There's a preparation that happens. There's a selection that happens. There's a warning that I have with this, is that choice is not in our hands to make that, to be part of that transition lifted in the group. But what is within our hands, and in every single human being's hands, is to gain attunement to the divinity within, the divine fractal, the thought adjustment. That is given to every single sentient human being. Sufficient life force and intelligence and drive to pursue can, and if desired, will become attuned to that soul empowering transcript of real life that will make the ascension process complete. But in the near end, what I'm talking about, to these who are the reservists, their role would be more active, not just simply part of the full ascension, a full ascension process, but mm-hmm. will have roles that are engaged within this very near end time span or time domain.
Mm-hmm.
So this is some of the things that are about to take place. Sure, I've not described it fully, you know, or well enough, perhaps. So anyway, Jay, do you have any questions?
Yeah, actually I do. You know that the sensory manipulation through telepathic channels, how you were touching that being's head by touching your own, is that in itself a Maranchal thing that's happening there on your end, or is it just he's got Maranchal sort of abilities that's allowing him to do that?